AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he will not be at the Capitol when Joe Biden is sworn in as president. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Yesterday, the president finally conceded that his time in office is nearly up.
A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th.
But he won't be there when it happens. The president tweets he will not attend Biden's inauguration. He'll be the first president since Andrew Johnson to skip his successor's swearing in. The president's giving no clues about how he'll spend his final days and hours in office amid growing talk of being removed through the 25th Amendment or impeachment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says President Trump is a danger to the Republic and should be removed from office immediately by impeachment, resignation, or invoking the 25th Amendment. The AP's Colleen Long reports five people have now died from the violence Wednesday at the Capitol.
An officer, Brian Sicknick, was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher by a group of protesters, left the scene on foot, walked back to his division, and then collapsed. He was pronounced dead early this morning.
Sicknick's family says they want the public to remember him as being a hero. More arrests are expected because of the number of social media posts coming from the Capitol Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is rejecting suggestions the U.S. is a banana republic following the assault on the Capitol by supporters of the president. The U.S. set a record yesterday, more than 4,000 coronavirus deaths in one day. In Britain, hospitals are overwhelmed.
This second wave has been going on and on and on since early November, late October, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop until at the end of January, if we're lucky.
Rupert Pierce is an intensive care unit doctor in London. President-elect Biden says he will speed release of coronavirus vaccines, ending the Trump administration practice of holding back shots for a second dose. This is AP News. The economy posted its first monthly job losses since the spring.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers cut 140,000 jobs in December, the first monthly loss since April. Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says nearly 500,000 leisure and hospitality jobs were lost.
Your restaurants, hotels, and really the things that consumers have had to pull back on.
House says the fact the jobless rate stayed at 6.7%, the first time it hasn't dropped since April, doesn't tell the whole story about unemployed Americans.
You still have about 4 million more people outside of the workforce, not even being counted.
The economy still has nearly 10 million fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic struck in March. Mike Kemp in Washington.
A woman has died in what appears to be New Zealand's first fatal shark attack in 8 years. She was dragged from the water with leg wounds. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.